And then as the kids that went away to college, they were talking about they can only go and sit in certain places down in the southern states where a lot of them were going to school at. Then I learned that there was a separation of the races. Race, that was done because of their race, not because they were bad or rebellious or anything. And that's when I felt too loud with my mother that that was wrong. And that anybody should be allowed, like Tony, who sat at our table, if he had permission from his mother, he should be allowed to sit down and eat with us. And that's where he should, now that's way, so that's how I've grown up with that. And I'm still that way, the same way today, that the accord that we have around this great country should belong to any of us if we want it. We work for it, we should have it. And it should designate, even the American immigrants coming to this city, if they're trying to do the same thing that we did years ago, work for their families to bring them and have the things that they wish for their kind of happiness, they should be allowed to do it. The only thing is I don't feel though that if there are rules and regulations that they're not following to get into the country, I think that needs to be taken care of. But they should be allowed the same privileges as I who live here. And as I say, my life has been like that. That's how I've become involved in activities. PTA in here, when I first began to have children here in the 40s there. Chestnut Street Junior High School there. The principal, my boy didn't want to go to, oldest boy didn't want to go to the junior high school there because he was the only principal who wouldn't allow a parent-teacher association there in Springfield. And I went to a couple of mothers. So we had a lot of Polish people in our area and French parents. And I remember we went to Ms. Stanislawski and a couple of us. And I said, she said, they were having the same problem with their children. They didn't want, they want to go to Iron Street School, schools that were out of the area. I said, no, you go to your neighborhood school. And they weren't going to go. So many of them, I said, to tell you what, let's get a hold of the organizer of the PTA. She said, well, yeah, you should be allowed to go to any school to organize. So, you know how we did it? I said, well, I'll go down to the city council. It's the first time I went to city council in my life in a public area to ask them, do we have the right to organize a parent-teacher association in any school here in Springfield? I think, Danny Burton was a mayor that way back those years. And anyhow, he said, I remember they looked at guys and said, of course, if you have what the PTA wants for set up in the amount of people, of course you can organize. I said, well, but they want to know why I asked the question. I said, because I said, I got some parents here whose children are going to go to Chester Street Junior High next season who don't want to go. Because they, I understand he forbids a parent-teacher association in this school. I said, so we came down to see if we had the legal right. Oh, they said, absolutely. Well, that meant a little battle, but we got the PTA at Chester Junior High School. Kids went up there. And I learned then to work with other people. We needed things done in the north and in the city, and it meant getting things done, new, better housing, better programs in the school, and that's when this busing started. I was so angry at the busing. All we asked was had the same programs as out in our other territories around Springfield, Lagawam, East Longmont. They were children were going to great places. We'd read about it. We wanted our children in the north end of the city to do the same thing, but they thought it would be fine. Busted some of the children to Long Meadow and different areas, and parents were aghast. We didn't want the children, but they liked it when they got there. They had nice places. The schools were nice. But we went out in the end. We know we wanted them back in Springfield area. We didn't want to go to the suburbs. And so over the years, people's problems, if they weren't part of mine, caused me to be a part of their problems. To let's see if we can't solve it. If it's wrong, it's got to be righted. So if it wasn't school, it was housing. If it wasn't housing, it was just where you were at. The landlord, I was in a lot of landlord tenants' rights over the years there, back in the 40s and the 50s, who lived in disgraceful housing that paid enormous rent. That was getting tenants' rights then, where we had right to organize to against the landlord and stuff. These are the things that made life a little better for where we lived at, the lower income people, and it kept you doing things to make your city a better city. And during that time, I was singing then as a called Lovey and the Trio. I also became a part of the National Guard there. Back in the, let's see, early 50s there. I remember they were calling for women to supplement the National Guard in Massachusetts State, that they need women who could take care of our offices, communication, paperwork and stuff. So let their National Guard people go, and because we had this new Westover feel out here.